And Steve joins us now. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Marshall.
Over the weekend, Tillis said he supports moving ahead with President Trump's nominee for the Supreme Court to replace Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. So I assume this will be front and center in tonight's debate.
So, right, this is what everyone is talking about. And let's back up for just a moment. Tillis issued a statement over the weekend saying he would support moving forward with a replacement for Ginsburg. And then at the president's rally in Fayetteville, he said the same thing with gusto.
The president has the responsibility and the authority to nominate a justice. And as a member, and I want to get this because I had all the press try to swarm me when I was coming up here, but I thought I would tell you all first. As a member of the Judiciary Committee, I've seen the list of justices. He's going to nominate one of those justices, and I'm going to vote for their confirmation.
And that's what the senator said now, but in this case, there was also a then. Here is Tillis speaking in February 2016, just after Barack Obama nominated Merrick Garland to the Supreme Court.
This election year is especially important. In addition to electing our next president, the American people will have an opportunity to have their say in who should be our next Supreme Court justice. This is a rare opportunity to let people determine the composition of the highest court in the land.
Republicans have tried to say the situations are different because Obama was a lame duck president.
And what is Cunningham saying about the confirmation?
So this is interesting. Cunningham's campaign put out a news release yesterday talking about the SCOTUS pick, but it wasn't about Tillis changing his position. It was about the threat that a new conservative justice would likely pose to the Affordable Care Act. And that's been the standard Democratic playbook for years, and it's what worked in 2018. They are running on healthcare, and more healthcare. And maybe the Cunningham campaign will try and challenge Tillis on that reversal, but they seem to still be trying to convince some Trump supporters that Tillis isn't their guy. And I think that they feel like reminding those voters that Tillis is being loyal to the president might not be their best play. And I'll just say one more thing about the court pick. Is Tillis going to press Cunningham on whether he supports the idea of expanding the court if the Democrats win the presidency in the Senate? Some leading Democrats, like Senator Ed Markey of Massachusetts, have said that's on the table.
So let's go back to last week's debate. The headline a week ago was about Cunningham saying he would be hesitant to take a COVID vaccine that was approved before Election Day. Will that come up again tonight?
I think Tillis certainly wants it to come up. His campaign quickly released a digital ad last week contrasting what Cunningham said about the possible vaccine to comments that Dr. Anthony Fauci has made about it.
So as the senator for North Carolina, I would have a lot of questions of the FDA.
The process that's going on in trying to prove the safety and the efficacy of a number of vaccines is a sound process. I have faith in it.
And immediately after the debate, Cunningham clarified or walked back his comments about the vaccine and said he would take it. But I think Tillis is going to try and drag the issue back up again tonight, even if neither candidate is asked about it.
And so what else are you expecting to see this evening?
One question is whether Cunningham will try and press Tillis more on the Trump administration's response to COVID. Last week, Cunningham never brought up the president's comments to Bob Woodward about him deliberately playing down the threat of the coronavirus. Cunningham did bring up Tillis switching his position on the emergency declaration to pay for the border wall, trying to remind conservatives that Tillis hasn't always been with them. And expect to see Tillis talk more about law and order. He received another police-related endorsement on Monday, this time from the Fraternal Order of the Police. He portrays himself as the Back the Blue candidate, and he will try and tie Cunningham to the sometimes violent protests this summer that have continued this fall in some cities.
Okay, thanks for helping, Steve.
Happy to help, Marshall.
And you can watch tonight's debate on Fox 46 in Charlotte. This is WFAE's Morning Edition.